Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
Been today. Everybody good? Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. As a matter of fact, let's start from verse 1. You're going to have to do a lot of reading here. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Hallelujah. What are we talking about today? We are talking about, today we want to recognize our value. Recognize our value as a child of God. A child of God, you need to recognize your value. You are valuable. The situation may put you down, people may put you down, you know, people may belittle you, but I need you to know that you are valuable. You are valuable. Even if it was only you on planet Earth, guess what? God would have sent Jesus Christ to come for you. Hallelujah. The things of the world, the Bible says, they should teach us the principles of heaven. In these countries, especially if you, for example, if you are British and there is chaos in some country and you are in that country, guess what will happen? The government of Britain will come to get you because you are valuable. You are their citizen. Hallelujah. You are their citizen. They value you. They will charter planes and they will go and get their people because they are valued. Their citizens are valued. Hallelujah. And you, child of God, you are valued by your country. You are valued by your kingdom. The kingdom of heaven values you. That is why when we were in trouble, when we got into trouble, heavens dispatched Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sent his only Son to come and rescue us. My God, aren't you glad that you have been rescued? Aren't you glad that you are redeemed? Not by blood of sheep or blood of lamb, but the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He sent his only begotten Son that you may that he may redeem you. You are redeemed. I am redeemed in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And that's why we are special. You need to know that you are special. Amen. You are special. And because you are special, you cannot live like other people. You cannot live like other people. You are special. So that's why he says in chapter 2, verse 1 of 1 Peter, he says, so put away all malice. Special people, citizens of the kingdom of God, are not malicious. And he said, put away all deceit, all hypocrisy, and envy, and all slander. Kingdom people are not malicious. Kingdom people are not deceitful. Kingdom people are not hypocritical. Kingdom people do not envy. Kingdom people do not slander. But this is what he says. So in verse 2, like newborn infants, like newborn babies, long for the pure spiritual milk. The pure spiritual milk. There is spiritual milk, but he's asking us to long for the pure spiritual milk, the pure one. That means there is fake spiritual milk. But he wants you and I to long for the pure spiritual milk. Why? By the spiritual milk, we may grow up into salvation. You grow into salvation. If indeed we have tasted the Lord and how good he is, he says. You understand? Because we are peculiar, we cannot behave like others. We cannot be deceitful. You shouldn't have time for malice. You cannot be malicious because, you know, you are peculiar. You cannot be slanderous. You cannot be envious. No. You are different. You are valuable in the name above every other name. Hallelujah. And then he says in verse 3, he says, as you come to him, to who? A living stone who was rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious. Our God, our Jesus Christ, was rejected by men. The living stone, the desired, the dead stone. The world wants the dead stone instead of the living. But you, because you are peculiar and special, you are coming to this living stone. We come to this living stone. Come to this living stone, he says. Hallelujah. Why? Because you yourselves are living stones. You yourselves are living stones. We ourselves are living stones who are being built into a spiritual house, he says. We are being built into a spiritual house, child of God. To be holy, to be a holy priesthood. To be a holy priesthood. You are a priest. You are being called into priesthood. You are into priesthood. You are as a living stone. You are called into royal priesthood, a holy priesthood. Why? So that you may offer sacrifices. Sacrifices that are acceptable. You are called into what? to become a living stone, being built into a spiritual house, so that you may be called into spiritual priesthood, that you may be able to do what? To offer. Are you reading the Bible? You don't have your Bibles with you. You do. So read it for us then. Read verse 4, please. To offer up spiritual sacrifices. Not that word spiritual. Number one, it says desire pure spiritual milk. Once you feed on pure spiritual milk, you grow into salvation and become this living stone, which then in turn is built by him into a living house, which becomes a royal, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices, which are acceptable to God. And we do that through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. For he says in verse 6, for it stands in Scripture, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. Whoever believes in this living stone, Jesus Christ, will not be put to shame. Verse 7, so it says, so the honor is for you who do what? Who believe. The honor is for us who believe. As long as we believe, then we are engrafted into this holy priesthood. We become this living stone. We become this spiritual house. That is our honor. So the honor is for you who believe. But for those who do not believe, he says, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone and the stone of stumbling and the rock of offense. They stumble because they disobeyed the word as they were destined to do. Thank God you are not destined to disobey the word. You are destined to believe the word. Hallelujah. And because of that, he says, he qualifies it. He differentiates you and me from the others, those who were called, who are destined to disobey the word. Do you know that there are people who are destined to disobey the word? You are lucky. You are lucky to be picked out of those of everybody, to be chosen. You are chosen. That's why he says in verse 9, but you are a chosen race. My goodness. Out of the many you are chosen. Out of the many girls who were left, center, and right, doing all sorts of things, you were chosen, you were plucked out. out of the guys who were doing all sorts of stuff, I was chosen. I was plucked out. You were chosen. There are people who are destined to disobey the word of God. I thank God that you and I have been chosen to believe in the word of God and to obey it. That's why we are valuable. That's why you are not just anybody. You are special. You are special. Hallelujah. You are special. You are not just anybody. You are special, my friend. My goodness. Wow. 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 Hallelujah. There are people who are destined to disobey the word of God. And out of those, you were chosen. You are a chosen race, a chosen generation. That's what he says. On top of that, you are a royal priesthood. A royal what? A royal priesthood. My goodness. A holy nation. People of his possession. A special people, a peculiar people. That word peculiar means different from the ordinary. You are not ordinary. You are valuable. You are full of value. In you, there is a lot of value. Yesterday, we were talking about how to value people. There is value in you. I don't care who has belittled you. I don't care whether your mother or auntie spoke, whatever they spoke about you. You are special. You are a chosen generation. You were plucked out of the rest of the people who are destined to disobey the word of God. But you were plucked out. You were chosen. You were handpicked. You were handpicked because you are valuable. The Bible says, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You have been called out of darkness into a marvelous light. My goodness. The word of God, the Bible says, the word of God, you know, it brings the entrance of light. The entrance of light. It brings illumination. The moment you obey it and accept it, it illuminates your world. You are precious. Never forget that. Chosen of God and precious. How? Because, number one, you were bought by precious blood. Precious blood. Precious blood. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 to 19. What does he say? He says that you need to know that you have been ransomed. That word ransom means that you were a captive. But somebody paid a price for you to be released. Nobody pays. Listen, nobody pays for anything that is valueless. How many times have you gone to a shop and they told you this is free and then you pay for it? And you pay for something that is valueless. We go to shops. That's why people love those, as they call it, designer stuff. You know why they're called designer stuff? Are not cheap. They attach value to them. Somebody has attached his name to it. That's why people flock to it. People are flocking for phones, the iPhones, whatever, because it's valuable. People are flocking for serious cars because they are valuable. You do not pay for something that is valueless. Do you understand? And listen, you can pay with money, but somebody to pay with his life, that means for something, for somebody, to ransom somebody, that person better be of great value. He says, you have been ransomed from the futile ways, inherited from your forefathers. Not with the perishable things. He says, listen, not with perishable things. Money is perishable. Silver is perishable. All these other things are perishable. Child of God, because you are so special, you were not ransomed. You were not purchased. You were not bought back. You were not redeemed from the futile ways that we inherited from our forefathers. But we were purchased with the precious blood of Christ, like the Lamb of God. That is without blemish, without a spot. Why? Because you are precious. Precious things are bought by precious stuff. The precious blood of the Lamb of God is what purchased you, because you are precious. You are of value. Therefore, do not let anything belittle you. Whenever trouble comes, you say, you know what? I have been purchased by the precious blood of the Lamb. I am valuable. I am more than this. I am much more worth than this. You begin to belittle the situation. The moment you begin to give the situation value, you are devaluing yourself. The moment you begin to value the situation by elevating it or by worrying too much, giving it too much thought, you are devaluing yourself. And as a matter of fact, you are devaluing the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you are valuable, you know, he paid for your sins, the penalty of death, by his death on the cross. The blood of Jesus is life. My goodness. The blood of Jesus is life. It redeems back. It purchases back. It ransoms back. So as long as you repent and believe and accept him as Lord and Savior, then you are, you know, peculiar. As a peculiar child of God, you have peculiar promises. Your promises are not usual. They are peculiar. Hallelujah. How do I know? 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. Take your time and open it, because we still have a lot of, we have some time. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. Let's read. Let me see where I can start from. Let's start from verse 3. He says, are you there, child of God? Are you there? I just need to know that you are there so we can. Yeah. He says, his divine power. There is a power, but this one is divine. Divine power is not expended or is not, you know, sent for people that are useless. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. It has done what? It has granted to us. Granted. A grant is something you don't work for. You do not work for. This salvation, you know, there are some people who think they are holy because they have worked for this salvation. You can. This one is given. It is a grant. It is a grant. A grant is something that is given to you and you don't have to pay back. His divine power, whose divine power? God's divine power through Jesus Christ has granted to us, not some things, but all things. All means all things that pertain, number one, to life and to godliness. How? Through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence. The glory in which you are, the excellence in which you live is not yours, it is his. That's why we cannot boast in any of our works. We boast in him. He says, he continues to say, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises. I don't know whether you understand what I'm reading here. Am I reading this alone? He has granted to us precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature. That is how special you are. You are in this body, in this world, but listen, you are a partaker of the divine. That's what makes you different from the others. That's what makes you valuable. That's what makes you a chosen generation. You are in this flesh, in this world, but yet a partaker of the divine. Just ponder that. A partaker of the divine. My goodness. He said, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful nature. A peculiar person has, a precious person has precious promises. And great promises at that. We are here, but we're already testing of the divine. We are testing of the divine. My God, I don't have to wait to get to heaven to test of the divine. I can test of the divine even when I'm here. Hallelujah. You are precious And because you are precious, you have got precious promises. But you are saying, Pastor, you don't understand. I'm going through thick and thin. Aha. Precious people go through precious trials. Your trial is precious. It's not like any other person's trial. You go through stuff and you begin to wonder, why me? It's because you are special. First Peter, today we are in Peter. First Peter, chapter 4. First Peter chapter 1, rather, verse 7. First Peter chapter 1, verse 7. Let us read from verse 6, just to get the context. First Peter chapter 1, verse 6, and we read up to verse 7. He says, in this you rejoice. In what? In the trouble, in the trials. He says, in this we rejoice. In this you rejoice. Though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials. Remember, he said, if necessary. There's no trial that comes to you as a peculiar person if it is not necessary. Every trial that comes your way is necessary. God does not waste his trials. The trials do not come to any person who is not valuable. For a little while, it's just for a little while. If necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in what? In praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Did you hear that? That means that the trials of your faith, he called them the trials of your faith, they are more precious than gold that perishes. Because gold, though it is tested in through fire, perishes. But for you, your faith, after being tested by the fire, that you may be found to result in praise and glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. God allows trials in your life to strengthen your faith, child of God. Whatever you are facing right now is necessary. That's why he says, in verse 6, he says, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials. They are necessary to strengthen your faith. They are necessary to teach us some lessons. At times, God has got to teach us some lessons in certain ways. Some lessons that we need to learn. There are lessons that you and I need to learn. And furthermore, he wants to test our determination so that whether we are true to him. So there are necessary trials. Because they are necessary trials, they are precious, more precious, they are more precious than gold. So that after we have gone through them, as he says, they will result in praise and honor. Whatever you're going through, at the end of it, there is praise and honor. There is praise and honor. You will praise God after this is finished. God's honor will come after this is finished through the revelation of Jesus Christ. In other words, in every trial, if you look closely, you will see Jesus. You will see Jesus. Jesus will be revealed. But when the dust settles, you will see Jesus. You will see Jesus. He will be revealed to you at a certain level that you have never seen before. You will know him at a deeper level than any other person that has not been through that, through what you are going through. So your trials are also precious. See, trials take us deeper with God, and they make us greater blessings to God. They take you deeper in God, and they make you a better blessing to God. Hallelujah. The greater the trial and the testing we must go through, the stronger our faith becomes. You normally see people who have got, you know, people who have got well built bodies because they have been going to the gym and they have been exercising a lot. And we say, oh my God, how did he do that? If you find him in a gym exercising, you just need to look at his face or her face. It will tell you what is going on in their body as they are exercising. They are in a pain. They are in a pain. The muscles, but as the more he continues doing that, the more the muscles are built. The more the muscles are built. That's how the muscle of faith is built, my friend. People of great faith are people who have endured great trials. Do you understand? That's why he says in James chapter 1, he says, let patience do its work. Count it all joy when you go through various trials. Because those trials are necessary. Nothing that God allows to come to you will kill you. He allows them to come to you because he knows that they are building you. They are building character in you. They are building. They are sharpening. There's something they are sharpening in you. He says, let patience do its work. Don't jump off the operation table before the operation is finished. That's why for him, when God is operating on us, he does not give us those injections, whatever these guys give us. I don't know how they call it. Is it an anesthesia or something like that? Yeah. It doesn't. When you're operating on you, they just give you those things so you don't feel pain. You feel the pain afterwards. But when God is doing something in you, my friend, he does not use those. He allows you to go through it. And that's what makes you. What doesn't kill you will make you. Do you understand? So, your trials are precious. Job is one of the people who went through serious trials. But the Bible says, you know what it says? After you have tested me, that's what it says. After you have tried me, after you have tested me, he says, I will come out as what? As pure gold. I will come out as gold. You are coming out as gold, child of God. Ooh, you are coming out shining. And people will say, I want to become like Sean. I want to become like Jackie. But they have no idea where you have been. Nobody can be you until they go through what you have been through. They cannot be you unless they are able to withstand the fires in which you are or which you are going through. The good thing is that you are not dying in them. You are going through. You understand? Daniel went through many, many fires. Mm-hmm. The three Hebrew boys, you know, with him there, they were in that furnace that was heated seven times the usual. The men who went to throw them in the fire, the moment they, even before they appeared at the mouth of the furnace, they were consumed by the fire. The men who went to throw them in. Can you imagine? But the guys who were thrown in the fire, they came out. You are coming out with no smoke on you at all. No smoke. No hair of yours is going to be lost. No garment of yours is going to be burnt. But you are coming out pure than gold. You are coming out. I announced to somebody this evening that you are getting out. You are getting out. You are getting out of that situation in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Even this corona will not touch you because you are coming out. You know what? There are many things that you still have to do. Manderebro, Zika, Rabanderebo. God still has use of you here. You are precious. Remember that. You are precious. You are precious. You still have a lot to do. There's somebody who is here who you are about to give up. But God is telling you that you are still valuable. There's still a lot for you to do. Just like Elijah had given up. God is sending me to you this evening as the angel that he sent to Elijah, telling him, come on, eat up. Because the journey is still too long. You still Elijah thought that he had come to the end of his road. No, I announced to you that this is not the end of your road, child of God. This is not the end of the road. It's not going to end this way. No. Your story does not end this way. No, your story does not end this way. Your story is still being written. This is not the end. This is not the end. The king put in three boys. In a short while, he began to see what others did not see. He says, how many did we put in the fire? How can you lose that? That's arithmetic. 1, 2, 3. That one you can. Everybody, even a child can remember. There were three. So these guys who were around him thought he was going cuckoo. He was going crazy. Thinking, you can't count. There were three boys. He says no. But I see a fourth one. I see a fourth one, and he is peculiar. He is different. He looks like a son of God. Because you are different, because you are valuable, guess what? God does not wait for you to get in the fire for you to find so that he may find you there. No, he gets in the fire before you, so that by the time you get in there, he is there with you. He is there with you. The fourth man was in the fire. Three were put in the fire, but there were four in the fire. That means he was already there. That's why he says in Isaiah 43, my God, I have inscribed you in the palm of my hand. You are mine. I have rescued you. That's why he says, I have redeemed you. I have redeemed you because you are precious to me. You are mine. You belong to the God. He says, when you go through the fires, he doesn't promise that the fires will not come. No. Because the fires are necessary. He says, when you go through the fires, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers, I will be with you. When you go through the waters, they will not overwhelm me. I will be with you. Listen, there are fires that he removes. There are waters that he removes. But the ones that he allows for you to go through, they are necessary. They are necessary. And because they are necessary, he is there with you. He makes it easy, easier for you. You are not alone. In that pain, child of God, you are not alone. In that debt, you are not alone. No. It will not finish you. I decree and declare, this is not your end. This is not your end. Hallelujah. Now listen. The truth is that we will not live forever. That is the truth. But we will leave this world when our journey is finished. No, we will not leave this earth prematurely. You are not going anywhere prematurely. The devil wants to snatch you prematurely, but in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, you are checking out when your time is right. Hallelujah. And guess what? Even you are checking out, the Bible says it is precious. It is precious to God. in Psalm 116, verse 5 says, precious is in the sight of God is the death of his saints. When the time comes, I'm not saying now, no, you are still here. But when the time comes, do not fear. Don't be afraid. When it comes, you are still precious. You are precious. You are precious. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. He says, for we know that if the tent, this is a tent, this is a tent in which we are right now. You and I are in a tent. A tent is something that's not permanent. It's not permanent. We rejoice, oh, I have been given indefinite leave to remain, all those things, indefinite. There's nothing like indefinite here. We are temporal here. We are in a tent. He says, for we know. He says, we know. Paul says, we know. That's why you and I need to know that if in the tent, that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, but one that is eternal in the heavens. You have a mansion that is eternal. You have a mansion in heaven. You have a mansion in heaven. That's why, child of God, as a Christian, you should never fear death. You should never fear God. As a matter of fact, it's not death. Death is what people call it. But for us, it's a translation. It's a promotion. Promotion from the tent into a permanent house. Into the gorgeous house. Jesus Christ said, I'm going to prepare mansions for you. You have a mansion. You may not have a house that to your name on this earth, but you have a mansion to your name in heaven because you are precious. He went to prepare. Hallelujah. A time has got to come in when, like Paul, Paul says, you know, for me, that's what he says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. He says, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. When I live Christ. I'm living like as Christ because I'm precious. When I go, I gain. So either way, I gain. Do you understand? Either way, we gain. Hallelujah. Why? Because we are precious. You are precious. Let me speak to you right now, child of God. Let me speak to you right now. You are peculiar. You are different. You are different. You may have 10 siblings, you may have 5 siblings, but you are different. There are people that you grew up with. There are people that were born during your season, but they are not here today. But you are here today because you are special. The things you go through are not common to other people because you are special. Because you are special, Jesus Christ spilled his precious blood. Because you are special. The Bible, Peter has just told us that there are people who are destined to disobey the word of God. Thank God you were plucked out. You were redeemed. You were purchased because you are special. So do not allow any situation to belittle you, to put you down. Just because you don't have money on your bank account does not mean you're useless. Just because you are black or whatever color you are, wherever you are different from others, does not make you less special than any other people. You are peculiar. You are the child of God. You are the apple of his eye. You understand? He has a mind full of you. He's thinking about you. He says, the thoughts that I have for you, the plans that I have for you are good. They are good. Just like a parent thinks about their own children, an earthly parents, your father thinks about you because you are peculiar. Do you understand that? So you need to recognize how valuable you are. You are of value. You have much value. Jesus Christ said, you know, do not worry about anything. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, wherever you shall be. He says, look at the birds of the air. He says, they do not sow, they do not reap. But he says, your heavenly Father feeds them. Then he asks a question. He says, are you not of more value than them? Are you not of more value than them, child of God? You are of more value than anything else. Like I said earlier, even if it was only you on earth, he would still have sent Jesus Christ to rescue you. So, walk with your head high, knowing that you are a child of God. On those trains, on those buses, wherever you are, at that place of work, I don't care what that boss, who that boss is, whatever he says, just look at him and say, you have no idea. I'm not saying you tell him that, but in your mind, say, you have no idea whom you are playing around with. I reject that. I reject that putting me down. I am a child of God. I am valuable. Do not never let anybody belittle you. Without your permission, because if you give them permission, they will put you down. Do you understand? But those who know their God, those who know themselves, cannot allow anything to put them down. You are a valuable child of God.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website, www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time,